what's a scoop, especially when it makes you look bad. you know what I mean? Because he's still trying to find some alternative energies, obviously, with the pipeline thing going on. And also, I heard something already about another pipeline. He was going to talk to somebody about a pipeline from Oklahoma to Texas.
Yeah, that's part of the Keystone thing.
Is that part of the Keystone? That's right.
They're going to go ahead and build the part. They have all their permits. The only part that did not get a permit was from Hillary Clinton, because the part that across the border had to go through the State Department. So they're going to go ahead and build the rest of it.
So Hillary's against it too, you're saying?
She's the only one. It was only the state. The EPA said, go ahead and build it. It's only the State Department said, no, we're not sure yet.
Well, she wants more information, right? Or she just wants her term to end so she doesn't have to deal with it. Which is it?
It doesn't make any sense. They're going to build the stupid thing anyway. The only part that they can't do is go across the border into Canada.
Well, now I hope they are, because I'm hearing about all the jobs. And, you know, yeah. I mean, we're kind of, you know, you have to remember that the human being, we're pretty much genius. Once we start learning and looking for problems, I mean, we can go the other way too, but we can also discover, make discoveries. We can also fix things. We can.
We can if we keep the government out of it, because the government is stupid. They're always doing what was good 10 years ago instead of what's good 10 years from
now. Well, it takes them forever to do anything, so they don't have updated research.
Have you ever seen those maps of the pipelines across the United States?
I have seen a couple of them.
They're just everywhere. The idea that there was something wrong with building this pipeline is so absurd.
Do you have any idea how far down under the ground they go, the pipeline goes?
Depending on
where
they're
soil.
Doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Sometimes they put them above ground up in Alaska.
So have they been doing research on where the pipeline should go according to environmental things?
Tons of research.
Tons.
Like I said, they've already got their permits to do it through Nebraska, where everybody's been making the...
So now we're just looking for Texas and Oklahoma.
No, they got the permits there too.
They got it there?
The whole country is crisscrossed. There's hundreds of thousands of miles of pipelines, and they almost never...
Well, I think they're going to be okay as long as they're not on federal...
It's much safer
government
to send
ground.
It through a pipeline than it is to put it on a tanker and have it shipped all the way from Saudi Arabia.
I totally agree, but tell me something about this, that they want the oil to stay in the United States. It's the pipeline from Canada. So what is, I'm hearing some people in office are saying, yeah, I'll go for it if it stays in the United States. How can they say that?
That's ridiculous.
The oil's from Canada. What is with that? Have you heard that too?
You've heard the word fungible, right?
Uh-huh.
It doesn't matter where the oil is used. It's a fungible commodity, so the more you produce, the lower the price goes. And right now, the price is way up there because everybody's worried about the Middle East. But if we start producing all we have, oh my God, the price of oil would plummet, because we have more oil than anybody else. Maybe only Russia rivals us in amount of oil.
Why are we finding ourselves in this situation?
Because we won't let anybody get it.
Well, there's been years and years of drilling everywhere. I mean, look at, they're changing all the, EPA's changing all those standards now because of what happened with BP.
Look at Anwar. That thing is still won't let them drill up there. You know, and the Alaska pipeline is about to shut down because they don't have enough oil going through it. If they'd let them drill in Anwar, they'd have a whole bunch of oil going through
the pipeline. Remember when there was that big deal with jobs and all the guys went to Alaska to make the pipeline?
Right. And you know,
have they drained it? Is there no more oil?
All the environmentalist worries turned out to be nothing, because the animals actually like the pipeline. They hang around underneath the pipeline.
Why?
I think there's a little bit of warmth coming down, and you know what, up there in Alaska, that feels
cold.
Pretty good to a reindeer.
Yeah. Pretty good to a reindeer.
Seriously.
Money,
Jerry. They're hanging out under the pipeline. They like it.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens. Did that oil, was there anything to do with Canada? Did the pipeline start in Canada and go through Alaska, or was it actually built from Alaska down?
No, the pipeline in Alaska just goes across Alaska. It takes it from the north slope where the oil is being drilled down to the processing centers where they ship it down in Anchorage.
That sure made a lot of men rich, a lot of families rich back in the day, didn't
it? The oil that has been bringing is starting to run low, so if they can't keep a certain amount of oil running through the pipeline, they have to shut the pipeline down.
Boy, that's going to be a lot of jobs if they do that, isn't it? I mean, can you imagine the jobs?
In Alaska, they don't pay taxes. They get money back because of the oil revenues. Wouldn't that be a nice place to
live? Yeah, yeah. Well, okay. We've gotten kind of off Nevada, but that's a good subject, and I like it. Thank you for that input.
It does
JP.
Apply to Nevada.
Why?
This week, I read something that said they have found an enormous deposit of oil in the middle of Nevada.
And
they think it contains hundreds of billions.
Not close to Yucca Mountain, is it?
Hundreds of billions of barrels of oil right here in Nevada.
Oh, wow.
You know it's going to be on government land.
Yeah, of course it will be.
And you know the Obama administration does not giving out permits to drill on government land. So
well, they'll find a way to go around it. Nevada's got a lot of open space.
It sure does.
Also, the Sparks Police Department received reports of burglaries at five different businesses between 4:30 a.m. and 6:30 a.m. this morning. Police are trying to determine, if the same people are involved in the burglaries. The businesses broken into were Carniceria Samber. That's on Audi Boulevard. Rainbow Market. Rainbow Market, they always have cheap gas there. Scoopers. On Prater Way, Jack's Coffee Shop, Victorian, and the Alano Club on Prater Way. Those were broken into all within those 2 hours.
So they're all closed? And they were broken into while they
were police
closed?
Said that money was taken from all five places. Surveillance videos provided two possible suspects, a white male adult, about 5'6", 5 feet 8 inches on the other, 170 pounds, gray sweatshirt. Well, they always say that, gray sweatshirt and a hoodie, black sweatshirt and a hoodie. Ooh, that's really good information. But they're asking if anyone has information about these, because it's a bummer. Please contact Secret Witness at 322-4900. We're going to take a break, come back with JP's Moment of Common Sense. Don't go away. You're on Broadview with The Buzz.
Cartledge, Cartledge & Company is the longest-running privately-owned CPA firm in Northern Nevada. They have been and still are the firm you can trust and rely on. They take pride in their commitment to help the local community and their clients with their specific needs. They specialize in professional tax services, IRS problem resolution, accounting, bookkeeping, financial, retirement, and all your investment services. They are the one stop for all your financial needs. Call Cartledge, Cartledge at 826-3496. That's 826-3496 to see what they can do for you.
It's truck month all this month at Don Weir's Reno Dodge. With over 400 Ram trucks to choose from. Just go to RenoDodge.com. Pick a Ram and we'll give you the best price on the planet. Save up to 10 grand or more off normal dealer retail. Forget MSRP. Forget dealer markup. With the largest new truck inventory in Northern Nevada, we can easily save you a good 12 grand on some models. Only during truck month at Reno Dodge.
Nobody beats a Reno Dodge deal. Nobody.
All financing, OAC, taxes, dock fees not included. Over 400 new Ram trucks in stock in transit or in system. Price savings are off normal dealer retail.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
This is JP Travis, and you're on Broadview, and this is JP's Moment of Common Sense. President Obama misquoted Rutherford B. Hayes this week. Hayes is our 19th president. He's been dead for 120 years. But he was Republican, so I guess that makes him fair game for Obama. I don't know. Maybe that's the reason he misquoted him, maybe not. I've given up trying to explain the president's factual errors politely. What's interesting about the misquote is that when the curator of the Rutherford B. Hayes Presidential Center in Fremont, Ohio, was contacted, she admitted hearing and correcting that same misquote numerous times. It's one of those things people think they know, but really don't. There's a lot of that stuff in circulation, stuff people think they know. Quick quiz. Did Richard Nixon get impeached for sending people to break into the Watergate? Most people would say yes, but in fact, Nixon resigned before he was impeached, and he didn't know about the break-in until after it happened. Here's another one. Back during the 2000 presidential election, people kept talking about how smart Gore is and how dumb Bush is. Until somebody pointed out that Bush had better grades in college and has an MBA from Harvard, while Gore flunked out of two different grad schools before becoming a politician. Intelligence is an area where stuff that people think they know thrives. Ronald Reagan and Sarah Palin are two politicians who get insulted constantly for being dumb, but in fact, both of them were blessed by God with photographic memories. The worst victim of all might be former Vice President Dan Quayle, who lives in infamy for not being able to spell the word potato. In fact, we don't know anything whatsoever about Quayle's ability to spell. He was reading from a flashcard made by the teacher. It was the teacher who couldn't spell. Most of these misconceptions have one thing in common. They work to the detriment of conservatives and to the advantage of liberals. Strange, isn't it? Quayle points out that right around the time he was being lampooned for misspelling potato, his opponent, Al Gore, made reference to a leopard changing its stripes. Quayle thinks that was much funnier than putting an E at the end of potato. How about Hillary Clinton's vast right-wing conspiracy? She used that phrase on the Today Show in 1998 to counter what she called fabricated rumors that her husband had had an affair with Monica Lewinsky, and the phrase has been popular ever since, even though we now know that Bill really did have that affair. We know it by DNA, for crying out loud. Recently, some very harmful misconceptions have damaged our nation, perhaps permanently. During the health care debates, the assumption was made that U.S. health care wasn't functioning very well, even though we spend lots of money on it. In fact, recent studies have verified what I was saying 3 years ago. U.S. health care is far and away the best in the world. We tore something good apart and replaced it with a monstrosity for no good reason. Energy is another area where people hoard nuggets of stuff they think they know. Our president said this week that drilling for oil won't help because we only have 2% of the world's proven reserves. We've heard variations of this nonsense for so many years, I can't blame anybody for believing it. In fact, it's a clever lie. Proven reserves is only the stuff we're already drilling. If you take into account all the oil we're not drilling, but we know is down there, the United States has enough oil to satisfy its own needs for hundreds of years, without one drop of imported oil from those Muslim thugs in Saudi Arabia. By the way, speaking of oil, oil companies do not get government subsidies. They might drill on government land, but they pay for the privilege, and the depletion allowance you hear about is simply depreciation by another name. All companies deduct depreciation, not just oil companies. Maybe the most harmful misconception comes from environmentalists who peddle the notion that economic development is bad for the environment. In fact, it's just the opposite. Study after study proves the more economically successful a nation is, the cleaner its environment gets. If you had a time machine and traveled to the New York of 1850 when per capita income was less than a tenth what it is now, the smell alone would convince you. One last example of stuff that people think they know. Comedians love to portray Republicans as stiff-necked sexual prudes, but every time somebody takes a survey, it turns out conservatives are enjoying sex more than liberals and having more of it. But that really shouldn't surprise anybody. Look at Sarah Palin and then look at Hillary Clinton. That's today's dose of common sense.
Wow. Palin and Clinton. That's quite a comparison there. What are you doing, Sean? You got something to say?
Yeah. Since you're on Nevada News, that was a good one, by the way, JP.
Yeah, it was.
Thanks, Sean.
But last week, we were talking about that guy who was practicing dentistry out of his mobile home.
Yeah.
Do you know where he is? Because I got like a toothache right here.
That was just too sweet, right? I like the Muslim thugs part. That's kind of...
Well, they are.
Are they?
Well, they might be allies, but let's be spacing.
And leopards have stripes, not spots. They have spots, not stripes. Oh, God. You're getting me so confused, just like the politics. Thank you for joining us here on Broadview. Still to come, our guest Gwen Jensen from Blue Star Mothers. And also, we're going to talk politics right after your news, right here on KBZZ Sparks Reno.
CBS News. I'm Sam Litzinger. The United Nations says its personnel have taken custody of an American citizen who was working as a contractor in Iraq when he was seized 9 months ago by a militia. The man, identified as Randy Michaels, has appeared on Iraqi TV saying his release was apparently a humanitarian gesture.
It was explained to me that my release has been for more of humanitarian reasons and that there was no exchange involved.
Apparently no deal, in other words. A politician with ties to the Iraqi militia says Michaels' release is a gift to his family and an effort to correct the image of Islam. There are thousands of Americans still working in Iraq, only a few U.S. military personnel left. Some neighbors of the soldiers suspected of killing 16 Afghan civilians last week say they can't believe Army Staff Sergeant Robert Bales carried out that massacre. A woman who lived next door says he was always a good guy, had a good attitude about being in the service. His attorney says Bales wasn't thrilled about being deployed to Afghanistan after 3 tours of duty in Iraq. Yale University military justice professor Eugene Fidel.
In the next few days, there's going to be a pretrial confinement review hearing to confirm that Staff Sergeant Bale should continue to be in pretrial confinement at Fort Leavenworth.
He's being held at the military's maximum security prison there. Syrian state media outlets are reporting that twin suicide attacks have killed more than 24 people and wounded dozens of others. The attackers hit intelligence and security buildings in the capital, Damascus. The government's blaming terrorists, it says, are behind the uprising against President Assad's regime. He was dogged by controversy, claims, counterclaims for years. CBS News correspondent Robert Berger tells us a man who was once convicted of being a Nazi death camp guard has died at age 91.
John Demjanjuk was convicted by an Israeli court in 1988 of being the notorious Treblinka death camp guard, Ivan the Terrible. You are him, you are Ivan, said one Holocaust survivor after another. But Israel's Supreme Court overturned the verdict. It said Demjanjuk served the Nazis in the death camps, but Ivan was probably someone else. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
GOP presidential contender Rick Santorum's campaigning in Illinois ahead of Tuesday's primary. He says he doesn't see much daylight when it comes to rival Mitt Romney and the man who's currently in the White House.
People ask me why I'm the best candidate to run against Barack Obama. It's because I feel like, in many respects, I am running against Barack Obama here in this primary because Mitt Romney has the same positions as Barack Obama.
Missouri's holding non-binding caucuses today. Mitt Romney's courting voters in Puerto Rico ahead of the island's primary tomorrow. He says he'd support statehood for the island if that option wins in a referendum on Puerto Rico's political status this fall. Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens, but they can't vote in presidential elections. This is CBS News.
If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing and grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like BrakeBest, BrakeBest Select, and Wagner ThermoQuiet at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brake parts from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better?
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
CBS News correspondent Pam Coulter tells us about the connection between drinking and social networking.
A lot of partying goes on days like St. Patrick's Day, and the police know it. They often set up sobriety checkpoints for everyone's safety. But more people are using Twitter, apps, and messaging services to get warnings about the checkpoints. One of those services is MrCheckpoint.com, started by Senate Devermont, who says it can deter people from making a deadly decision.
The response oftentimes is, you know, that's awesome. You know, forget getting a DUI, I'm in a cab.
He says users who pledge not to drink and drive get a discount on his service. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
Just the thing for the biker who wants to take his last ride on a hog.